The horse prepared for battle. Just one thought. The horse trained for warfare. From wild animals to birds, now to horses, man's best companions, most trainable, used for warfare. When the king of Syria sent his army to surround the city of Dothan to capture God's prophet Elisha, he sent his cavalry horsemen to surround the city. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 10 tells us, "And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him," the man of God is Elisha, "and warned him of and saved him there not once nor twice." Here, Elisha was being able to listen to every word the enemy, the Syrian king, devised against the people of Israel. So all the war plans that was set quietly in the chambers of the Syrian king was uttered by Elisha to the king of Israel. And so each time they managed to get away. So the king of Syria was very angry. "Who is this that was so powerful? Let me send all my horses to surround and capture this spy." Well, it was said that this man was Elisha. And the king of Syria, therefore, the heart was sore troubled, and he called his servants and said, Will ye not show me which of you is for the king of Israel?" So he was asking, who is the spy among my own men? And one of his servants said, "None but my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." And he said, "Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And he was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore send he hither horses and chariots, a great host." The horses and the chariots are the armies of the ancient time. "Therefore send he hither the horses and the chariots and a great host." And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And 2 Kings 6, verse 17 and 18, saw Elisha praying. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man that was his servant. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. So the army of God, right, consists also of horses and chariots. You remember Elijah was sent to heaven in a chariot of fire. Elisha prayed unto the Lord, "Smite these people, I pray thee, with blindness." And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. So you remember the story. All the enemies were led by the nose all the way to Samaria. And when they reached Samaria, their eyes were open and they realized that they were in captivity. And what happened? Well, Elisha said to the king of "Spare them, feed them, let them drink, and send them away." The Syrians did not come back after that. God's army consists of horses and chariots of fire to counter the army of the enemy. The horse has the character of being trained for warfare. Matthew Henry says, "God, having displayed his own power in those creatures that are strong and despised men. What are those that are strong and despise men? The ox, the wild ox that we saw earlier. How they are in the wild and how they grow, how they are fed and how they are free. Then we see here a contrast with the domesticated and yet greatly useful animal called the horse. Great strength, very tameable, very serviceable to men, prepared against the battle. And here we see how needful it is. Job lost all his possessions. The enemy came, took all the cattle away. He didn't have a standing army, as it were. He was helpless. His servants were helpless to the rage of the enemy. Here we are reminded of the strength of the horse and its power. Our only thought for this section from verse 19 to 25, the horse trained for warfare. Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? Look at the horse. A stately beast. Here it is observed, of great strength and spirit. Hast thou given the horse strength? God asked this to Job. He is your great companion in war. Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? Right, the horse, when it charges forward in a war, it's like with its speed and its movement, right, it's like the moving of thunder and lightning upon the enemy. Fast and furious. Powerful. Right. He uses his strength for men. But has it not come from God? God is the one who gave that power. He is the fountain of all powers of nature. And the psalmist says, yet he delights not in the strength of the horse. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Can thou make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of the horse, how brave it is, how bold and great it is in spirit, not like a grasshopper, small, little in size, but the horse is most daring. When it comes to danger, the horse is a great asset to men. Well, here we say this, that men trust in chariots. Men trust in horses. Because these horses could be tamed and could be used, made use by, in order that it may be able to be in the hands of men an instrument for evil. Or, well, we said, for conquest. That is why in many passages of Scripture, the horse, right, is described not so favorably. And God also instructed the kings of Israel not to multiply horses. Right? When kings multiply horses, when they see the army of their horses, they would inadvertently think that their strength lies in the strength of the horse. So the Lord says that I'm the one who gives the horse the strength. Don't you understand that? And you glory in your army, in your chariots, in your horses. Verse 21. He poureth in the valley and rejoiceth in his strength. He goeth on to meet the armed men. The horse that is going for war. It's very fierce, very courageous. Even in imminent danger, it pushes forward. It can hardly be stopped. This is the horse that was used of men for warfare. And verse 25, a following thought. He saith among the trumpets, ha ha, and he smelleth the battle afar off, the thunder of the captains and the shouting. So he goes on to meet the armed men. The trumpet sound, the thunder of the captains shouting. The soldiers moving forward. Well, the horse being the instrument of warfare. Pharaoh uses the chariot carried by the horses. Very powerful. These were the ancient tanks of those times, and how fearless they are. They were able to, as it were, defy the enemy, defy every danger. So men would rear horses for warfare. Men would rear horses in order that these horses may become its asset instrument for war. And here is described for us the kind of character of the war horse. A description that Jeremiah uses to describe wicked men. Jeremiah 8 verse 6 says, I hearken and heard, but they speak not aright. No man repenteth of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? And everyone turned to his course as the horse rusheth into the battle. How sad it is that everyone turneth to his course as the horse rushes to battle. When man is fully set on evil, the heart is wicked, the appetite and the passion for evil is not afraid of the wrath of God and uses every instrument in its hand. And that's what we see in the evil of time past, and it is no different today. And the horse is innocent, as it were. It is made to have such character. But it is men, the wickedness of man, that uses it for evil ends. And therefore, here, the Lord tells us, I give you the horse, yet you turn it into such a heinous creature to harm fellow men. How sad it is. And here the Lord gives the example in order that we may see and understand that indeed the creation of God was not to be trampled upon, misused. And yet in the world today, this is what we see. How sad it is. And we are reminded concerning the evil that is going around in this world. And they are wrought by the hearts of evil men. And God is jotting Job to understand how he is indeed the great creator of all things. But good and evil, fallenness, is described in the heart of sinful men. and how men need to repent. When God gave His creation to men, it was for His dominion until His fall. And after the fall, you would see that the animals become wild and became ferocious. The fall of men. Here, the Lord jots us to see and helps us to understand the need for a Savior. How we are lost and undone. And we would use even the creation of the innocent creation of God for our evil end. May mortal men repent as they see the evil of their ways. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy word. Strengthen us by Thy grace. Comfort us by Thy Holy Spirit. And grant to us Thy grace to follow Thee, to walk with Thee, to understand indeed Thou art the great Creator who has given us all things for our pleasure, and yet man has abused this privilege. O God, may Thou awaken men, awaken us to the sinfulness of our hearts, and help us, Lord, to repent and come back to Thee. This I pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.